Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, August 28th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Last week of summer, formally, and I'm working because I took last week off. I'll tell you about that in the final thought. It was an interesting week for sure. Now, when everybody comes back a week from tomorrow from their vacation, it's going to be wild. September is going to be a wild month. And it's the potential corruption in the Joe Biden investigation and in the Trump prosecutions that's going to dominate the headlines. You are not going to be told the truth. You know that. OK, you're going to be misled and all of that because now the press has lost all credibility. It just doesn't have any anymore. And that's why independent news agencies like mine are prospering the way they are. It's why I'm working right now. Because I didn't want to take this week off. I wanted to build some momentum into September because there's a lot of really important stuff coming up. Now, tonight, there is a story, an important story that happened on Friday that everybody missed but me. And I was on vacation. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. This is unbelievable. Okay. So President Biden's vacationing in Lake Tahoe last week, right? On Friday, he wanders out and the press is camped right in front of the house he was staying in free. But all presidents do that. I mean, I don't think Trump did it because he owns so much stuff, but presidents take free houses on vacation all the time. Anyway, so Biden wanders out. And a press person yells a question. Go.
Mr. President, are you planning to sit for an interview with the special counsel looking into the documents matter?
There's no such request and no such interest.
All right, that was low. I'm going to read it to you. The question, Mr. President, are you planning to sit for an interview with the special counsel looking into the documents matter? Biden. There's no such request and no such interest. Now, a special counsel was appointed 8.5 months ago. His name is Robert Hur. He's being paid by the taxpayer. He was appointed by Merrick Garland. Biden is saying for 8.5 months, Hur has not contacted him. And Biden's opinion is Hur has no interest in doing so. That's shocking. And if true, shows you the fix is in. Because the guy who took the documents out of Washington, some of which are classified, was Vice President Biden. You don't ask him anything in 8.5 months? I've seen corruption all throughout my career. I've never seen anything like the Merrick Garland Justice Department. And that includes Watergate. Never seen anything. Now, NBC News reported on August 11th, okay, that Biden's lawyers were in discussion with Hur's group for an interview. This is what NBC News reported on August 11th. They haven't reported anything subsequently. So either Biden doesn't know that, which is possible because he's diminished, or NBC filed an erroneous report. Got to be one or the other, because Biden clearly said, and I'll quote it again, there's been no such request from the special prosecutor to the Justice Department and no such interest, unquote. So either Biden is so far out there he doesn't even know, or NBC totally booted the story. Now, you think NBC would follow up on this, right? No. No. It's just stunning. It is just stunning. So what we have here is another Hunter Biden situation. The fix is in under Merrick Garland, the attorney general. There's no other way to read it. No other way. 8.5 months, Biden hasn't been interviewed. Okay, let me give you a timeline. So on November 2nd, 2022, the White House itself informed the National Archives that Joe Biden took documents he was not entitled to take, by the way, as vice president. November 2nd, 2022. All right, this is on your screen. I'm doing a timeline now. On January 12, 2023, okay, a little more than 2 months later, Garland appoints Robert Hur special counsel. On June 7th, of this year, Congressman Jim Jordan, all right, asks for an update, a scope memo. What is the scope of the Hur investigation? Okay, which is responsible, right? Where are you going with this? The House committee that I chair wants to know. The Judiciary Committee. Okay? Stonewall. Garland won't give him a scope memo. Stonewall. You heard about this? Did anybody report that? Uh-uh. No. Okay, so that happened June 7th, 2023. Now, the end of August is still nothing, all right? Nothing at all. So, again, there is no question that Merrick Garland is stonewalling another investigation to help the Bidens. I don't see anything, unless tomorrow Jordan gets the scope memo and then it details what Hur is doing or it's trying to accomplish. Oh, this is corruption. This is what I mean when I tell you that all of this stuff is going to come to a head in the fall. Has to. And the press is going to ignore most of it. What's more corrupt, the federal government or the corporate media? bill@billoreilly.com. Let me know what's more corrupt in your opinion. Okay? The federal government, as it stands now, or the corporate media? It's a tough one. Want to know what you think? bill@billoreilly.com, and that is the memo. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
All right, Joe Biden today visited a public school to welcome students back at 11:30. That's nice. Very nice. And at 6 p.m. he gives a speech to a left-wing group called the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. That's what he did all day. Another demanding day for President Biden. All right, here's a story you didn't know. I said to my producers, find me stuff that I don't know. Okay, and they did. So there is a group called the Foundation for Government Accountability. It's a private group, and it tracks government spending, which we all know is wildly out of control. So do you know what the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is? SNAP. You know what that is? It's food stamps primarily. Okay? Under Biden, the food stamp expenditure by the federal government has doubled. Last year was $11 billion, and it's going to go up this year. This is part of the Democratic Party's strategy of buying votes. They want all poor Americans to vote for them, and in return for the vote, they'll give them free stuff. This has been going on for decades, but not at the level it's going on now. So $11 billion in 22 goes to food assistance programs. No work requirement, don't have to look for a job, no drug testing. You could be a heroin addict or fentanyl or methamphetamine, you get the food, which of course you don't buy food with, you sell them and you buy drugs with. Okay, this is our tax money. All right, now, because of that kind of expenditure, food prices for all of us have risen. So it's not just Biden's crazy economic program that has led to inflation. It's the massive government spending. So food prices in America goes up 1% for each 12% hike in food spending. So I don't have a calculator here, but this is part of the reason that we're all paying more for food. So just to remind you, and I'm sure you know, price of eggs increased more than 50%. All right, and the price of vegetables, 36%, and on and on and on and on. There's nothing that under Biden is less expensive. Nothing. And then you got the gas and you got, you know what it is. So Biden goes out there and goes, oh, the economy, you know, just go like this. So I thought that food stamp story was very, very interesting. All right. Terrible shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. No whataboutism on this program. We do not do that. So a kid, Ryan Christopher Palmatier, 21 years old. I call him a kid because obviously this is not a fully developed adult. He's mentally ill. He's a Nazi. All right. He walks into a store and he kills three innocent black people. All right. Angela Michelle Carr, Joseph LaGuerre, Gerald Gallion. All right. Angela was 52, Joseph 19, Gerald 29. All right. This Palmatier uses an AR-15 and a handgun. Then he kills himself. Okay. So there's nothing to say about this other than it is a gross atrocity. It is a hate-driven crime caused by a mentally ill person, which doesn't give him a pass. Okay? But that's what happened. All right. Now, Kamala Harris couldn't wait to issue a statement. Here it is. Quote, "Let us continue to speak truth about the moment we are in. America is experiencing an epidemic of hate. Too many communities have been torn apart by hatred and violent extremism. Too many families have lost children, parents, and grandparents. Too many Black Americans live every day with the fear that they will be victims of hate-fueled gun violence at school, at work, and at their place of worship at the grocery store," unquote. Okay. So, according to every criminal justice statistic, and there are a lot of them, but they're all pretty much the same. And I'm taking stats out of Columbia University, a very liberal college in New York City. 5% of mass shootings are done by mentally ill people. 5%. Okay? 15% of mass shootings involve extremists. And you add the 5 into the 15, okay? Because if you're a mentally ill extremist, that goes into that hopper. 85% of the mass shootings in America are crime driven. 85%. So Kamala Harris is correct that a lot of black people living in Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Los Angeles, on and on, are afraid to go out in their neighborhood. But not from Nazi nuts. They're afraid of the drug gangs. Okay? But you'll never hear that from Kamala Harris, who doesn't care what the truth is. All she wants to do, and it's obvious in the statement, is to portray America as a right-wing, white, extremist nation that murders poor blacks. That's what Kamala Harris wants to do. And she's always done that. As far as the 85% of African Americans murdered by criminals, Kamala Harris has no solution. It's like the border. Like the border. Okay? None. Even though she was the Attorney General of California and certainly knew, saw what happened in Oakland and LA and continues to happen with poor blacks, who are by far the most victims of mass shootings. Makes me angry. No respect for Kamala Harris at all. And it's just the state of what's going on here. Let's get to Trump. All right, so the headline today is the judge in the Jack Smith case, that's the special prosecutor, brought charges against Trump on January 6th related stuff, says trials to begin March 4th, 2024, one day before Super Tuesday. Tanya Chutkan. Let's hear it for Tanya. All right, let's give her a round of applause. There's Tanya. Okay, so Tanya knows this is political. She knows Super Tuesday is March 5th. Doesn't care. Tanya's protected. All right, nobody in D.C. going to do everything to Tanya as long as Merrick Garland's there. Okay, let's have the Trump trial begin the day before Super Tuesday. Try to influence the vote a little bit if we can. This is Tanya Chutkan. I mean, this is corruption across the board. Now, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a trial. Okay, I don't believe that Trump's going to be convicted here. In the long run, he might be convicted in D.C. under Tanya because Tanya hates Trump. Simple as that. She hates him. So, but after that, they'll appeal, and it'll get up to the Supreme Court. That's what's going to happen. I laid that out for you. Okay, so that is that. Now, the polls, don't believe these polls. New poll, Navigator Research. We don't know what this is. All right? Nobody knows what this is. But I'm going to tell it to you because the media is using this poll. So the key question is, do you think Donald Trump be convicted of any crimes, which is accused, will be 42, will not be 41, not sure 17. So it's equally divided. Okay. Only 57% of Democrats say he will be. But even the Democrats know this is trumped up. Bad pun, but it's true. Donald Trump, because of his mugshot, has raised a lot of money. All right, $7 million over the weekend. It'll be $10 million before this week is out. Breaking all records. He's raised $20 million the last 3 weeks. Now, this money goes to his political action committees, pays his legal bills, and allows him to do rallies and put together an organization. So the people who understand the corruption in this country are giving Trump money. It's as simple as that.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, let's bring in Sean Spicer. So you know him. He's a former White House press secretary under Donald Trump. He's now a media guy. I'm sure he's glad he's not a press secretary any longer. But Sean's got a new show and a very creative title, The Sean Spicer Show. Took him weeks to come up with that. It's on the First TV, but here's the kicker. Spicer is on right after O'Reilly on the First. So this is the greatest lead-in of all time for Sean Spicer. I mean, how can you not do well? My massive audience coming into you. So he joins us now from Washington. All right.
God, I better not screw this up.
Well, you better not, because you know I'll hammer you.
I know that's the worst part is you aren't unforgiving. So, man, that's tough.
You'll do okay. So you saw the Republican debate, right?
Yep, I was out there.
Impressions?
So there's two things. I liken this bill to like a team that you don't root for. I can look at a team like the Jets, as much as I don't like them, and still appreciate a good game. I think there were several candidates that had a good game, but it also, the bigger question is, did it move the needle? I think Ramaswamy is going to get a bump out of this thing. You look at the number of folks that really thought that he was a great vessel. I think for Ramaswamy, he becomes, for people who like Donald Trump but don't want the baggage, Ramaswamy is saying, I am the younger America First version of Trump. I just don't know that that ceiling is high enough. So I think he's going to get the big bump. I think Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum better not book tickets to California for the next debate because they're not going to make it. I think Nikki Haley had a pretty good night. DeSantis did what he had to do. But again, it all comes back to, did it move the needle? I still think that the big winner was Donald Trump that night.
All right. So if Trump doesn't run for some reason, and again, we don't know, the next 6 months is going to be, and it drives me crazy because I'm pretty good at predicting stuff, but I can't predict this. Trump doesn't run, out of all the people you've seen so far, who would your vote go to?
I think it would go to DeSantis.
Okay.
But
I understand.
Well, since I loved how you laid out everything already in the monologue, both in terms of the criminal prospects. I agree with you 100% on that. Let me just give you my 2 seconds on this. At the end of the day, you're absolutely right. You made the point to your audience, and it can't be underscored. National polls mean nothing. This is a state-by-state process. It's an accumulation of delegates to about 1,500 delegates. Right now, Trump is leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. There's a 50-day spread that goes from the first caucus in Iowa to Super Tuesday on March 15th. That spread was 29 days in 2015. And if Trump can run the table on those four dates, four caucuses and primaries, he will ostensibly by Super Tuesday be the nominee. If DeSantis beats him in Iowa, the game has changed. And if Christie were to somehow beat him in New Hampshire, which will not happen, then I think barring those two things, Trump becomes the nominee. It's just there's no way you can keep what
unless he's derailed somewhat in the federal precincts and the courts, but I don't see that.
I think that might happen in the general. You're seeing these states like New Hampshire contemplate using the 14th Amendment to get them off. But in the primary process, there is right now, I just don't see how he gets stopped barring a loss in Iowa.
Okay. You know, Mike Pence, obviously you were at the White House when Pence was VP. He doesn't seem to be catching on. You didn't even mention him.
Why? Yeah, well, look, I mean, but here's the Pence pitch. The Trump-Pence administration, we did all this, blah, blah, blah. And I think to the average viewer or voter, you say, oh, that sounds great. And they go, but wait a second, why would we take the number two when number one's still around?
Okay, that makes sense. But Trump has a lot of people in the Republican Party, and I believe this to be true, that don't want him. Again, he's just too much. They'll vote for him. I mean, if it's Trump, Biden, my God, you know, only the ardent left could. Most people stay home, I think. See a suppressed turnout on that. But if you're a Republican, you can't vote for the other side. I'm going to do a special on Thursday, and I hope you watch it because it comes on right before you, on how the Democratic Party has disintegrated here in this country just within the last 4 years, 5 years. Not the party it used to be, and I'm going to lay that out. But anyway, there are Republicans who don't want Trump. Yeah. Pence, a clean guy. I mean, he doesn't have anything in his resume that's troubling, but he's stern out there. He doesn't seem to be connecting. That's what I see.
No, spot on. And you're absolutely right about two things. One, look, the reality is a vote for Joe Biden in the general election is a vote for Kamala Harris. We all know that. That's number one. Number two is you're absolutely right on your analysis of Pence. And that's why I think Ramaswamy did so well. He connected to people with the same sort of energy and enthusiasm and authenticity that Trump did in 2015. Mike Pence might have been a good number two, a good, you know, Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson. But when Carson decided he wasn't going to keep going, they didn't say, well, let's elevate Ed McMahon. They went looking for a Jay Leno out there. And okay. I think that's.
He didn't do, he's not catching on. So it's not going to happen for Mike Pence. Now, Ramaswamy, I'm going to invite him on my program probably after Labor Day. It'll be interesting to see if he shows up because it's a whole different ball game with me. And particularly on foreign policy, where Ramaswamy, let's say he's perplexing to those of us who know the history of Europe and Russia and China. I don't know whether Ramaswamy, it'll be interesting to see if he comes in here. Two tips.
Well, one, I think it would be stupid. Any serious candidate that doesn't take the invitation to appear with you is an idiot. Well, that's number one.
Look, Nikki Haley blew us off in a disrespectful way.
Okay, and where is she?
And I wasn't surprised, by the way. And I wasn't, because from all of my experience, and I met the former ambassador, the former governor, and, you know, she has a sense of entitlement. Nikki Haley. People don't know that, but that, to me, I know that to be true. And so when we invited her, we were very respectful to her, and it's an honor, and she just blew us off like, what, you're not worthy. Like, we're not worthy. Okay, that's fine. I'm not, you know, does it annoy me? A little bit. But do I hold it against her? No. If her policies, if I think that she would be a good chief executive, I'd vote for Nikki Haley over Joe Biden or anybody on the Democratic side right now. But they, you know, these people. Ramaswamy is a different cat, as Dennis Miller might say. Be interesting to see if he comes in here. Two tips for you. You ready for tip number one?
Don't, I got my pen.
Don't say at the end of the day. Don't do that. Every low IQ moderator in the world says two things at the end of the day, and what do you make of that? You, Sean Spicer, are a brilliant man. You don't need to fall back on that. And number two, try to be as nonpartisan as you can be, because we have too much partisan stuff. We really do. If Trump does something stupid, say it. You know, that Mar-a-Lago thing. Let me ask you this as a parting gift. I still can't figure out why he didn't give the documents back from Mar-a-Lago. Can you?
No, there. And I'll agree with you right off the bat. I think my goal is to call balls and strikes. I know this game. I've been playing it for 30 years. My goal is to give people insight. I want our side to win. I'm very clear about where I come down on this, but I'm with you on that. Look, at the beginning of the day, see, I caught myself. This is why he's so good with the tips. I think he should have, and he could have argued for them back. We would not be here. And I don't think that undermines his argument.
It doesn't make any sense. Why create the beef? Why give them the opening? Because that's the strongest case they have.
So I've been around. I've had a security clearance for 24 years. I've been around classified documents through my service in the military. I get it. He believed he was entitled to them. There is a process. And he could have followed the process.
Absolutely.
And still got where he wanted to get and argued. And I think people would have probably come down on his side in a lot of the cases. But there is a reason we classify information. It's to protect our sources and methods. And we need, and remember, he is the one who campaigned against Hillary Clinton, saying that she was undeserving of the presidency with how she handled our side, the side that I'm on anyway, because I know you try to call much more balls and strikes. I will unabashedly say I want a Republican to win, but we need to be better than them, and we need to have better arguments.
And don't give them that big cudgel. All right, Sean Spicer, everyone, the first TV right after O'Reilly. He's never going to say at the end of the day again.
Never. But I will say this. During your day, please go to Apple Podcasts and download the audio version. That's super helpful because, like Bill, I agree what he said in the talking points.
All right. Apple Podcasts, Super Apple, Sean Spicer. Hey, Sean, we'll talk from time to time. I hope. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Always. Thank you for your support and your kind words.
Here is an example of gross propaganda. And it is so vivid that even MSNBC could understand it, but MSNBC put it out and doesn't care. This is about abortion up until birth. Roll the tape.
This claim that Democrats support abortion up until the moment of birth is entirely misleading. First of all, abortions past the point of fetal viability do not happen often. They are incredibly rare. And those that do happen involve agonizing emotional and ethical decisions. According to the CDC, the vast majority of abortions in the United States, over 80% in 2020, happen before 10 weeks of pregnancy. And over 90% take place in the first 12 weeks.
Okay, that stat and chart is a lie. The CDC does not have the power to mandate abortion information because health care laws protect any woman who has an abortion. So what Psaki just put up there is voluntary information. And anybody aborting a baby in the ninth month is not going to tell anybody, and certainly the doctor will not, because you leave yourself open to lawsuits and everything else. So Psaki knows that the medical privacy laws are not going to allow accurate reporting on abortions. She knows that and puts that bogus chart up there anyway. Said at the beginning of the program, corruption in America is out of control. And that is the corporate media. That is NBC, Comcast, allowing that to come into your home. Okay, the states that have no restrictions against abortion are Alaska, Colorado, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont. Okay? New York State doesn't have any. As far as I know, it's not on the list. Okay, this is from the Kaiser Family Foundation. I don't think New York State has any law against, so I'll have to research it. Same thing with California. But the ones that Kaiser kicked over to us, none. Okay, you can kill a fetus up until birth. You think that's okay? Do you? Well, a bunch of Democrats do. Roll the tape.
My question was about any limits to abortion at any point. You know, late term, anything?
Look, you got to leave it up to the woman, because you and I sitting here can't account for all of the different scenarios that a woman dealing with the complexities of a pregnancy are going through.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, mental health of a woman. Look, if a woman's life is in danger, there's no state that would allow a birth if it's going to kill the mother. Nobody. But it's the mental health. See, that's what this guy and a lot of other Democrats are doing. I mean, if there is a judgment day, I wouldn't want to be on that team. All right, Smart Life, binge drinking. This is for the middle-aged American. Binge drinking and pot smoking. Up huge, okay? So in 22, binge drinking, 5 drinks in a row, was up 29%, and pot smoking was up 28%, or something like that. So older Americans are getting stoned and drunk way more than they used to. I don't know why. I don't know why. But Smart Life, not going to do you any good. Intoxication is not going to do you any good. It won't. Well, if you do it, it's a matter of when, not if. You're going to hurt yourself and others. It's true. All right, Disney shares, because of the woke stuff, have dropped to the lowest level since 2014. And I understand that Disney is now on the block to be sold. Disaster. Go woke, go broke, the cliche goes. Dick Sporting Goods says its profits declined 23% because of all the shoplifting. Okay? And Dick has 70 stores nationwide. So here's the deal, Dick. You got a store that's got a lot of shoplifting? Close it. Go someplace else. All right? That's the deal. All right, this day in history, August 28th, 1968, 55 years ago, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago got out of control. So the anti-war, Vietnam War militants were there. They organized. They went out. They attacked police. It was anarchy. And here's what Walter Cronkite said.
A Democratic convention is about to begin in a police state. There just doesn't seem to be any other way to say it.
As we reported to you earlier, and this, we remind you, is not live, it is on film. Now, this happened some time ago, 45 minutes, an hour or more ago. The demonstrators did get into the lobby of the Hilton Hotel, and the National Guard was called.
Okay, so most of those demonstrators were anarchists, they like Antifa. They had a beef for the Vietnam War, no doubt about it. Okay, they had a beef, but they caused unbelievable amounts of damage. All right, the cops overreacted in Chicago, but what do you expect them to do? I mean, these people were attacking the cops, they were there, and the nation watched this, and it led to Richard Nixon defeating Hubert Humphrey. Now, you ask, why were the anarchists rebelling, all right, protesting against the Democratic Party? Because Humphrey and LBJ, Lyndon Johnson, were the architects of the Vietnam War. That's why. They're the ones that got us up to here in it. And Nixon easily defeated Humphrey in the election of 1968. All right, back with mail and a final thought I think you'll like in a moment. Okay, let's go to the mail. Mark, on the message board, if you are a BillO'Reilly.com premier concierge member, you get free access to the message boards where you can meet people and chat and do all things that you want to do. It's fun and you learn a lot. So Mark says, if you want to restore any law and order, you need to realize that the Trump tragedy is an all political prosecution. It was political during the first year he was president and before that. But after, he broke the rules. He did break some of the rules. You're absolutely right. Kevin Wheeler, British Columbia, Canada. Bill, how can you call these indictments of Donald Trump politically driven by Democrats when a grand jury votes on the charges before an indictment is handed down? Grand jury are regular folks. No defense is put into play in a grand jury hearing. Just the prosecutor can say whatever he wants. So in D.C., for example, or Atlanta, where it's 90% left, grand jury is going to indict. James Weatherford, Brownsburg, Indiana. Is it possible for the Republican Party or someone with authority to file charges against the DA in Atlanta? No. But the Georgia Republicans are trying to get her dismissed because she broke some kind of rule, they say. But you can't sue them. They have indemnification. All elected officials do. Mark Doyle, State College, Pennsylvania. Where would a county DA get the resources to do an investigation of the Georgia magnitude? They have money to do an investigation. But the fact that no other county signed on, it pretty much tells you what this is. Carol Creech, Aubrey, Texas. My husband and I enjoy watching the No Spin News. Based on the Republican debate Wednesday, August 23rd, do you feel Nikki Haley would be a good VP choice for Trump? Trump doesn't like Nikki Haley, so that's never going to happen. Dennis Bardeen, Canisteo, New York. Can we still believe our justice system is legitimate? No. Justice system's corrupt in this country, both criminal and civil. Corrupt. Michael Robbins, Buckeye, Arizona. Mr. O, thank you for being the only honest person in your industry in the world. There are other honest people, but I appreciate that, Michael. Marianne Halterman, Broadway, Virginia, your suggestion in your column, America's Got Indictments, really gave me a laugh after weeks of nonsense. That was just what I needed. So I wrote a column, a satirical column, BillO'Reilly.com. You will enjoy it as Marianne did. And I hope you read it. Dar Lutz, Dr. Dar, reviewing the movie Oppenheimer, I remember reading Killing the Rising Sun. I read it again and learned more than I did the first time. Ewan Dugard delivered an incredible historical lesson in this book. It's obvious to me that the writers of the script of Oppenheimer took a lot out of Killing the Rising Sun. Yes, they did. They took a lot out. It doesn't bother me, but they did. Almost scene for scene in Los Alamos. They borrowed. It's okay. All right. Alice Antonelli, Coconut Creek, Florida. Bill, I have to tell you what happened to me at the library. I searched your name. 88 books came up. Every one of them is checked out. Well, that the library, we love the libraries, and but that doesn't do us any good because they don't, the libraries buy copies and people read them, and that's okay, but we want you to buy the books and have the books in your own library. That brings us to Killing the Witches, out September 26th. That's less than a month away. You're going to love the book. You can pre-order it. If you become or re-up your premium or concierge membership, you get witches free. And this isn't just about witches. It's about religion. It's about Satan. All of that. And we have Fall Madness on BillO'Reilly.com. Killing Legends, Killing the Killers. Any mug of your choice for $42.95. That's unbelievable. So Killing Legends, Killing the Killers, mug of your choice. And then we have United States of Trump, which is a book, if you're interested in Trump and all that, you want to read, and any polo shirt that you want, $49.95. So this is Fall Madness on BillO'Reilly.com. Don't forget the O'Reilly Rosenberg Show October 27th. Okay, almost sold out. We'd love to see you there. BillO'Reilly.com has them, Ticketmaster, and the Paramount Theater. Word of the day, do not be a cretin, C-R-E-T-I-N, when writing to me, again, bill@BillO'Reilly.com. How easy is that? Okay, let's take a quick break. We're back to final thought. Final thought. Americans on vacation last week, Labor Day, you know the drill. So, to make the most of your vacation, here are the things that I did, and it worked out for me. Schedule every day. Write it down. Don't overload it. Build in nothing time. Nap time. Laying on the beach time. Book reading time. Build that in. Okay? And then make reservations at restaurants in advance. Get the times you want. All of that. Number two, don't front load your vacation. Things will happen that you want to do. You'll see things, this and that. You don't have to book up every day. Number three, even if it's bad weather, just embrace the fact that you're having fun. So I got five books, all right, that I'm back and forth on. And when it's not nice out here in Eastern Long Island, I pick the book up. But I did relax. The urchins were around, and we had a lot of, we went fishing. I put some pictures on BillO'Reilly.com, caught huge bluefish. And it was good. We had them cooked up and all that, and everything was good. So I wish you the best in this last week, this last few days of summer. Make the most of it. Have fun. Smile a lot. Don't let this political stuff get you down. Check in with us. That's a must. But keep it in perspective. See you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.